Harbor Reach's fifth touchdown of the night.
Yeah, nobody near him. Roberts, the outside wide receiver on the far side of the field. Not sure who was in coverage there, but the two wide receivers on the right side, one streak down the sideline, the other one took about a 5-yard slant to the middle of the field. The defenders went with him instead. Wide open down the field. Easy pitch and catch for Shelkey, and the extra point team coming out.
And they have another broken play and another extra point or two-point conversion. No good. So the score remains Harbor Beach 30, Bad Axe nothing. 2:49 left in the third quarter still, as you're listening to the WLAW Sports Network.
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pidgeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scannon in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pidgeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Sure Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Sure Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Sure Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit sure.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Sure.
Are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health. Better life.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network as Harbor Beach scores for the fifth time tonight. 2:49 left in the third quarter. It's 30-0. And Kendall Gettner's kick goes out of bounds at the 18-yard line, and it rolls dead about 1 foot beyond the far sideline.
That was a line drive kick and just had enough momentum to roll out of bounds away, trying to kick it away from Ryan Wehner and those exciting backs that the Bad Axe Hatchets have, but not allowed to return, but instead give them good field position to start this drive. In other games, Clark, we do have a final. The Ugly Bearcats have closed out the USA Patriots in a 34-0 final. Quite the showing there for the Bearcats in week one.
So Ugly is in the books with their first victory of the night, with a very impressive victory over USA. He said 34-0. Wow. Here we have Harbor Beach leading Bad Axe 30-0. Bad Axe first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Sticking to that single wing, the snap is up in the air, and Harbor Beach has recovered as it went off the hands, and none of the backs knew where it was. C.J. Martinez was looking around, couldn't find it, and it's a turnover again for Bad Axe into the hands of Harbor Beach with another short field to work with.
Looks like 51. Kendall Gettner recovers for the Harbor Beach defense. Not sure what happened there, but in this single wing offense, there's a lot of movement. Guys going a different direction. Different guys receiving the snap. That ball looked like it went right off the hands and chest of number 7, C.J. Martinez, and straight into the air it goes. Bad Axe not able to locate the football. Kendall Gettner does, hops on it, and now Harbor Beach's offense back on the field again here with great field position.
First and 10, a handoff to Tyler Burkhardt, diving between the tackles and gets down to the 30-yard line. It's going to be a 2-yard gain. Clock continues to keep moving. 2.5 minutes still left in this third quarter. Second down, 8 to go. According to the spot, pretty healthy, maybe even 7 yards.
Yeah, definitely a better spot than I thought, too. But Bad Axe plugging all the gaps. Tyler Burkhardt making that run on his own, kicking it to the outside and getting something out of nothing, maybe 2 or 3 yards on that run.
Second down, we'll say 8 yards to go, working off the right hash. Spread offense for Harbor Beach. It's a handoff, this time to Devin Puff, and he's inside the 20, still on his feet, dragging defenders all the way down to the 12-yard line. A nice run from the sophomore, finally brought down by Ryan Wehner in the secondary. A big gain for Devin Finkel.
Devin Puff there. Clark.
Excuse me, Devin Puff.
What a great,
excuse me.
Yeah, there is Devin Finkel, too.
Yes, so there is.
You'd be ready for him. He'll be out there yet soon. But Devin Puff getting the run over through the left side. He breaks a tackle, Clark, and then as we know the Puff boys in Harbor Beach do, they don't look to run around defenders. They run through them, and that's what Devin Puff does is he runs over a Bad Axe defender and another first down for the Pirate offense.
18 yards for Puff, and this is a handoff to Tyler Burkhardt coming around the right end. He gets down to maybe the 5-yard line. They're actually going to stop at the 7-yard line. It's a 5-yard gain, 4 yards according to the spot. Second down, 6 to go. Deep into the Bad Axe red zone, they're sitting at the 7-yard line.
Back and forth, Shelkey handing the ball off right to left on the last play with Puff. This one here from left to right with young Burkhardt as he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, but does a nice job to force his way ahead for a 3 or 4 yard gain. And Harbor Beach now 2nd and 6 with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter.
Shelkey gets the snap, hands it off to Devin Puff, and Puff
untouched.
Is into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach now in the end zone, oh, 6 times on the night in less than a minute to play in the third quarter. It is now Harbor Beach 36, Bad Axe nothing, and we are in a running clock situation.
And Harbor Beach again, just Burkhardt to the right and Puff to the left on this drive, and it was one after the other, testing those outside tackles of the Bad Axe hatchets, not up for the task. Puff gets through that line of scrimmage and untouched into the end zone. Extra point team going to try an extra point here, Clark.
And the kick is up, and it
good.
Is good. Robert Emmings' point after is good, and it's now Harbor Beach 37, Bad Axe nothing, with 59 seconds left in the third quarter, right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure. And that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.